Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning and welcome to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guest for this segment is Mark Laver. He's the founder of Johnny and Friends Reach for the Stars. Good morning, Mark.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Real good. I'm doing very well, and I appreciate this opportunity.
We got some exciting updates, too. Yeah, Johnny and Friends teamed up with the city of Sacramento back in 2020 to build the region's only accessible merry-go-round. The We-Go-Round was installed in late 2021, along with some other cool features. More work needs to be done, and you're getting ready to start a new campaign to fund more Braille and sensory play features. City leadership and over 100 donors and companies helped you reach your goals. What got my attention is the space and planet-themed equipment. I can't wait to see that. Tell me a little bit about that, Mark.
So it's pretty neat. We got some really neat connections in the last month or two. I'm working with NASA.
Whoa!
It's unreal. NASA and one of their observatories back east. And what we're going to do, we're trying to figure out a way to build wayfinding features in this playground. And Braille, it's all connected to Braille. And we're trying to figure out a way to have kids, if they go to the playground with low vision, they can navigate throughout the whole playground, throughout all the features, by using Braille and wayfinding. And then also we're going to do some tactile and cognitive mapping, where we have a plaque that would list the planets and the universe, and it's just extraordinary. So in about another month or so, after some architects help us out, we're going to go out in the community again and try to raise some funds. I think it's going to be easy this time, too. They're going to see some neat plans for the future, and using the space theme, it's just incredible.
Man, incredible is the word for it, too. And you have NASA involved.
NASA and Smithsonian. I know, it's unreal.
Well, backing up a little bit, what exactly is Johnny's Dream Playground?
Johnny's Dream Playground is a playground located at Southside Park, downtown Sacramento. It was an effort to refurbish the playground. The city had some plans to do some work back from like 2017. We got involved because there was an abandoned merry-go-round for quite a few years, and we decided to approach the city and say, hey, it's important to add a new merry-go-round, make it wheelchair accessible. So we partnered with their Gift to Share program that had a 501c3, and it was just an effort to refurbish the playground, bring more equipment, awareness, have more kids that were special, integrate with all kids. And my little boy, Johnny, passed away in 2019, and we just decided to make this happen. More equipment, music, new resurfacing was done, and it was just a big effort. And we raised money for it, and it turned out real well.
Let's get a little background on Johnny, too. What happened with Johnny?
So my little boy, he was born healthy in 1998. Sometimes it's a bit emotional to talk about it, but I'll get through this. Healthy little boy, but after about 2 years, he contracted meningitis. Severe bout. And it was during a period in Sacramento where there was kind of a mini cluster of kids getting it. He was the youngest kid. Several died from it in our area. He had a severe brain injury from it, and he was confined to a wheelchair. But he was the bravest little kid ever. I mean, we knew and recognized how special he was, and we treasured him. We just included, he was the first kid to go to his elementary school from kindergarten through six, mainstream. And he was just a great kid. He helped dedicate the playground when it first opened. In 2004, the city built this playground for special needs kids and all kids, and he was fortunate to dedicate it. But he lived about 19 years after his injury, and he succumbed to respiratory problems. But it's a tribute to him and the community to do this.
Yeah, absolutely. Johnny lives on through the project, no question about it. Tell me a little bit more about the new features and changes to the park and the playground, Mark.
Okay, so what we're going to do we ended up raising money, finished the WeGo round in 2021. And now there's just some really neat options happening. The city has specced in their plans like 3 or 4 new items, some more sensory equipment, like a sensory panel, communication symbol panel, and then also the new Braille that we're working on, the wayfinding feature. So there's another campaign going to start. We're going to use a gift to share program. Once our architects develop a plan and gets approved by the city, we're just going to begin this new campaign. But right now, the WeGo Round has been installed. The new music, there's about 8 instruments that are there right behind the merry-go-round. The company Landscape Structures installed these instruments that are embedded in the decomposed granite, and kids can come and they bang on a xylophone, drums.
Right.
And it's unreal. And then there's a new restroom there, and then also the surfacing area that allows wheelchairs access has been all replaced with these neat patterns, planet science pattern. It's all finished about February, and we got more to go.
What are some of the new goals and visions now that you have the WeGo Round installed?
One of the main things is getting some more signage there. In fact, I started a neat project this week. I heard back from a school. There's a special needs school in Natomas where Johnny attended. It's a different school, but same district. And these special classes are going to design some signs, these directional signs that were there, and they've been gone for about 10 years.
Right.
But we have an artist that's going to come in. 2 artists that I know are going to help coordinate with the teachers and these special kids. And then the artwork is going to be done, and then I'm going to take it to Capital Barricade. It's a company that does transportation signage. They're going to donate their labor and materials to add these art signs. So it's just extraordinary. And then last June, we had special kids and classes in the community come, and they painted the perimeter fence, all the space and science themes, and that turned out pretty good.
Nice.
But then, you know, the new sensory equipment, a sensory garden we're looking at potentially, some new communication panels and fun things. It's about a 2-year cycle I'm looking at, 2 to 3 years of fundraising. I'm trying to raise about another $100,000. That's my goal.
Nice. Who's going to benefit the most from the changes made at Southside Park?
Well, I think the community in general, everybody benefits. Having a universal theme playground that has features for everybody to enjoy, all kids benefit, elderly people benefit. But just to have this kind of design, it's just important, I believe, for the whole community. And having new programming, we're going to go into schools for some workshops, teach inclusion. But the whole community and all kids, and especially special kids that have more mobility challenges, once they see this playground and experience it, I know they like it.
You have an exciting new partnership with Super Captain Brave Man Books. So tell me all about that, Mark.
Oh, yeah. This is incredible. This is real recent, too. There's a lady named Ann Staines from a company in Sacramento called Sagent Marketing. And she did a great job last couple of years of bringing in media companies like yours. She contacted me about a month ago and said there is a company of kids' books, Super Captain Brave Man. And we have an event coming up, Doug, on May 7th. And Ann thought it'd be a great idea if we could partner up with this book company. So it's a very neat deal. There's kids with Johnny on this playground and the WeGo Round in the background. And we're going to donate these books, and it's just very inspiring.
The free all-inclusive play date, Saturday, May 7th at the Universal Universe All-Access Playground at Southside Park, open to kids 3 through 12, of all abilities. And you can find out more online, johnniesdreamplayground.com, J-O-N-N-I-E-S, dreamplayground.com. Why is this project so important to Sacramento, Mark?
Well, I think it's important for a lot of reasons, but mainly, you know, a lot of playgrounds that the city builds, they're smaller kind of neighborhood playgrounds. But with these bigger playgrounds, community ones, the regional parks and playgrounds, it's important to have an insight of more inclusivity and universal design. They have more potential to bring in more features, sensory features. I think it's important for everybody to understand that playgrounds sometimes for kids, especially disabled kids, get left behind. With our effort and trying to enlighten some of the architects and the cities and developers, it's very important. Also, a couple examples up at North Lake community near the airport. We contacted some of the developers and architects at that playground. There's 3 or 4 up there, and we were able to get some neat equipment, more music up there. Autistic Month right now, so it's kind of neat timing. We were able to partner up there with some architects to add more features, and I think it's just a movement kind of spreading. I'm very grateful for the city and people to respond in this way.
Yeah, the city of Sacramento is one of your primary partners. How's the city helping, Mark?
The city's been unreal. They have some great leadership, Mario, Laura, Shannon, the architects I've met, Jason, Jeff, Raymond. They've all been really good. What's very special, too, is we're able to use their Gifts to Share program, it's called. And that's where the donations that people make go into this site. You can see it on our website. There's a link to it.
Okay.
So they have kind of a cover page on their website that lists different areas you can donate to. And there's several ongoing campaigns throughout the city. And ours is kind of listed up top, Southside Park. But it's just very good. The Gift to Share program has been very nice. They update us on the contributions. And I send out letters quickly and notes to people that donated. I think they've realized how important the benefits are to some of the new universal features that we're adding. More importantly, Doug, it's like they're letting us now go to another phase. We're going to add more features with wayfinding, the braille, some of the sensory features. And there's still empty areas, pockets in the park, and we can add more features. So, and they're letting us do that. I'm very grateful for that.
You're listening to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guest this morning is Mark Laver. He's the founder of Johnny and Friends Reach for the Stars, online at johnniesdreamplayground.com, J-O-N-N-I-E-S, dreamplayground.com. Who are some of the other partners you're working with on the project, Mark?
So we've had some incredible fortune in the last 2 years, since 2020 when we started. UCP is a very big partner. United Cerebral Palsy, they've been helpful. Sagent Marketing has been helpful. They did some graphics for us, and they connected us to some neat media companies. We have the Super Captain Brave Man. We have another thing happens that I talked to you. There's a bar and grill called Chargin's on J Street. They ended up raising, I think, about $5,000 for us.
Wow.
Last year. Yeah, it's unreal. And Tito's Vodka helped out. They're a partner. And Home Depot, Target helped. And the latest thing I told you about is we're trying to work with NASA, one of their observatories, to help provide some neat images. And also they have an area of sound. They take these deep X-ray pictures in space and then transform it to a sound. And we're trying to look at options where a kid could hit a button in an area of the playground and you'd hear a sound of some image from space. So it's unreal. Other companies, Leisure Care, Suncrest, have been a big partner, City of Sacramento, of course. And then just all the donors. We had so many people help out, over 100 help donate.
Wow.
From $5 all the way to $5,000. So it's been pretty neat.
Yeah.
Bill Cern has been helpful, former Mayor Heather Fargo is a partner, Ray Trethaway from the Tree Foundation. So I tried to involve some civic leaders. Rob Kirk, the SMUD board, he's going to talk. A few people are going to be at the event on May 7th, Doug, that are going to speak and just say a few words. And we have a musician that's going to be there too, a guitar player. So it's going to be pretty cool. And the play date on the 7th has some real great activities. Everybody can look on the website. The play date on May 7th.
Fantastic, yeah. And all of us here at Odyssey Radio are very proud to be part of the team as well. How can our listeners help, Mark, and where can they go to make a donation?
Great question. We use the Gift to Share site from the City of Sacramento, and you can find that by going to the johnniesdreamplayground.com. It's J-O-N-N-I-E-S, dreamplayground.com. And on that website, there's a link towards the end of it, and you just hit the Gifts to Share. There's also Instagram and Facebook, Johnny and Friends, the address. So once you get to that site, you can you go to it and just the donate button, and you find Southside Park. But I really appreciate contributions, and we're readjusting the website soon too to reflect some of the new changes. We'll have more pictures and images of the new equipment that we're looking at. Some of the new braille and the sensory wall and the panel. We're doing this really neat communication panel where words and different symbols are up on this big panel. So it's pretty neat. And then we're looking at redoing some of the painting, the figures on the playground where we can do new signs and words. And then we're going to repaint the Sun Plaza too. So there's some neat things coming up too. And it's all people are donating. They're labor and time. Companies have been helping out tremendously.
That's going to be fantastic. And all this is linked on your website, which is johnniesdreamplayground.com, J-O-N-N-I-E-S, dreamplayground.com. Tell me a little bit more about the May 7th event, Mark. Sounds like you and the city have got some fun, cool stuff lined up.
So this has been pretty neat. In February, the project kind of started winding down. They had put the music in, the restroom was in, and the last couple of weeks now, it's going to be finished, and there's a division of the Sacramento Recreation Department called Access Leisure, and I've been a big fan of them for a long time. When the playground got started in 2004, our family would help contribute and make sure they had music, events, activities, and they would bring in all kinds of kids, special kids, to integrate. So they're helping plan this event on May 7th at 10:30. It goes to 10:30 to 12:30. 12:30, we're going to have some live music and thank some of the donors and supporters. But more than that, we're just going to bring in these neat activities. There's going to be the SAC Fire Department. SMUD's going to be there. And there's going to be some arts and crafts. And then also, there's a teacher in Natomas, Doug, that flew on a NASA mission. I think it was last year. And I met her. Domina is her name. She's going to come and talk and do some neat things.
Wow.
There's a group back east that had these neat books on Grail about the space, planets, and universe. They sent me some books. We're going to have those on display. And then this connection with Super Captain Braveman, Jennifer Norman, the writer of these books, has sent me books to donate, and we're going to donate, raffle those off. There's going to be refreshments, and a music therapist will start at 11:30 to 12:30. And then another gentleman named Clemone is going to be there to play. So it's going to be very special, and I'm hoping more people come. I've tried to advertise it best as we could. There's all kinds of people I've talked to, organizations, trying to get the word out. But I think this could be a neat celebration, and we can explain the future a bit more, what our goals are there. But just having kids integrate and play, access a special playground, is very important.
All I really want to know is, am I going to have a chance to meet Super Captain Braveman?
I know. Probably not.
Not this time? All right.
Books. Next time. There's another play date. What's very nice about this effort is the city has recognized that this is going to be an ongoing deal. And in July, there's another play date coming up. And I'm going to have the new Mozak Museum. They're going to attend. They're going to do like a little science kind of experiment.
Nice.
And then the Aerospace Museum out of McClellan, the director there has offered help. And then also another neat connection is the Sacramento Valley Astronomy Group. They were supposed to do this event here, but we had so many activities that we just couldn't do it on this one. But they're going to come and do like a telescope show.
Right.
During the daytime, then come back at like 8 o'clock and do a neat show looking at the stars and moon. So kids will hear about that soon, too, and families.
That'll be fun. Now, for this event and moving forward, are you looking for more sponsors and maybe some volunteers?
We could. Sponsors, I'm trying to, once I get our new goals lined up with the Braille planets, and after NASA comes up and gives us a plan of what we can do, we're going to reach out to some other bigger corporations, I hope, here in town. Kaiser, UC Davis, the Mine Institute. But certainly on our website, we'll have links to how you can help. There'll be a booth. Johnny and Friends will have a booth at the May 7th event, and we'll give out more information then. But just, you know, the Facebook page, we'll have updates on that too. But I really appreciate the community response to this, and the more people know about this playground and the we-go-round, remember that when we put that in, how exciting that was. I'm just hoping more kids can come out and see that, and then the music instruments right behind that affords a lot of opportunity. And I've been talking to some of the neighborhood people there, the association there, neighborhood board members. They tell me that the park is a lot more attended now, it seems like. And that's probably because of COVID.
Right.
For the last 2 years, it's been kind of difficult.
Right.
Our events were a bit less attended because of COVID. But now with this whole thing hopefully ending now, kids can get outside a bit more and be healthy, socialize more, play. It's all very important for everybody.
Right, right. Well, Mark, in case someone's just joining us, what exactly is a Universal Universe Playground?
So the city in 2003 and 2004 developed this playground, and it has kind of a dual deal here. You have this great space theme, meaning the universe, and then you have Universal, which is the design kind of principal feature that allows equipment to be created and installed that has purpose everybody can use. And whether it be a ramp up to the equipment, the structures, there's a neat pathway through the sandlot area, sandbox that has access for a kid in a chair. So the Universal Universe is just a fun playground that everybody can enjoy, and all kids of all abilities. And I think that's just important to understand and to highlight. It has purpose of creating interest in the space theme, planets, universe, and then having fun while you're there. And that's kind of my goal, is to have this education component of it. We're trying to get into some schools. I have a group in L.A. that we're working with that actually did the original plan here, the playground, called Shane Inspiration, and they can go into schools and help teach with a workshop, kids and teachers, and they work at the school for a while, and they come and do a play date at the playground, field trip. That's going to be neat. And then also, this great thing that's happening too with the art class at one of the Natoma schools are going to do these neat signs, and that's just like a permanent legacy for these kids. They're going to be able to do a neat artwork and have it enjoyed by the community for quite a long time.
You are truly making a difference. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Mark Laver is the founder of Johnny and Friends Reach for the Stars, refurbishing the playground equipment at Southside Park so kids of all abilities can play there and thrive. There's a free, all-inclusive play date coming up Saturday, May 7th at the Universal Universe All-Access Playground at Southside Park, open to kids 3 to 12 years old of all abilities. You can find out more about everything we've been talking about this morning. Go to johnnysdreamplayground.com. JohnniesDreamPlayground.com. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Mark.
I really appreciate it, Doug, and you've been a passionate advocate for quite a while here, and I'm blessed to know you, and I really appreciate it. I hope you got that blue hat I gave you.
Absolutely. I love that hat. All of us here at Odyssey Radio are proud to be part of the team, Mark. Thanks for your time this morning, buddy.
Thanks, Doug, very much for everything you've done.
This has been The Public File. If you'd like us to cover your nonprofit, email sacpsa@odyssey.com, sacpsa@audacy.com. I'm Doug Thomas. I hope you enjoy your Sunday, and thanks for listening.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.